5. The city of Roanoke has taken its community engagement initiatives to a new level. Tiffany Bradbury is the new community engagement manager. After working for the Fire EMS Department in a public outreach role, she joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning. We're going to talk about community engagement, what that means, and how the city is attempting to connect with residents. Tiffany, nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday to you. And as we get started, Tiffany, as the community engagement manager, I believe that's a brand new position. Talk about that, if you would, Tiffany, and where it fits into the Roanoke City government structure.
So basically, it's kind of a multifaceted approach. So we're kind of taking our traditional media sources, you know, communicating with the media like we have been in the past with news and radio and print and things like that. We're going to be try to be more transparent with our residents and visitors. So then we're also taking our social media, kind of meshing all that together, and neighborhood services. So that's all kind of a unique approach, and it's all under the community engagement umbrella.
Now, when you say be more transparent, what do you mean? And that's always something you hear from, whether it's Roanoke City, Roanoke County, local government. I didn't know anything about this here. Something comes up for a zoning, whatever. I didn't know anything about this, despite the fact that there might have been a million postings out there or notices. But when you say more transparent, Tiffany, what do you mean?
I think it just means that we really want everyone to be in the know about things so that them to understand that us as city government to really break down those barriers and to let people know what we're doing, and then also to be able to announce things to them in a better way and to kind of meet them where they are, because we realize that we've got to, you know, communicate in this day and age in 2019 and a lot of different ways to be able to reach everybody. So that's kind of, I think, what it means to me, and to realize, you know, that we are all in this together.
Mm-hmm. You talk about a multifaceted approach. How are you getting the word out? And, you know, what are the types of things you're telling people on a regular basis?
So, you know, I've been on, this is my 30 days. So I'm okay. 30 days in. Okay. So
how are you doing?
So I'm good. You know, it has been a little bit of a transition from the Fire EMS department, but I still get to play with Fire EMS stuff. So that's always good. But really with that multifaceted approach, we're still doing our normal things like we've always been doing, you know, sending out press releases, posting things on the website, doing social media. But I also really want to get in and humanize the people that work for the city and also people that live within the city. So I think that's going to be a cool way for us to really interact together. And the neighborhood services, that's a whole new like ball of wax that we're kind of doing. We've always done things with neighborhood services, but we really want to grow those relationships.
Right. And Bob Clement was the head of the neighborhood services forever. And
yes.
Now it's Tanya Pickett.
Tanya Pickett. Yeah. Okay. She's our new neighborhood services coordinator. Love Bob. So happy that he was able to retire. But Tanya's out there. I mean, I know all this weekend she was out at, you know, the neighborhood conference that was here this weekend. Then she was out doing these tours. I mean, she is out there and she's out in the community just kind of really, you know, fostering those relationships.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Tiffany Bradbury. She's the community engagement manager for Roanoke City, on the job for a whole 30 days in that new role. So she's a veteran at this point. How you report to Bob Cowell, city manager.
Yes.
How often do you and Bob cross paths? I know Bob's big on outreach. He's got a really interesting blog that he writes. There's this link on the city government page. But how much are you coordinating with Bob, or are you getting together and saying, should we do this or do that, that type of thing?
We're working together daily, and he is an amazing person. I love working for him, and he is just really all about being involved with the community, and really, you know, his door is always open, and he's a great guy, and he has really great things in store for the city of Roanoke. So we interact daily. We also are going to, I know we have a meeting tomorrow. So I think that's something that's really good to kind of get in there. I've been there 30 days, kind of what I see, you know, is happening with this position and how we want to grow it. And I just think that's something really important for everyone in Roanoke to realize that we're here and we want to engage with them.
You know, you're sort of like the White House press secretary or something. You want to make sure you're on the same page as the city leaders.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of that too, there have been a few city initiatives that we're going to be working on, Welcoming Week, which I think we're going to talk about in a second. So that's been something that I've been involved in. And I'm just really looking forward to being able, I even helped auditing, which normally you don't think of auditors coming and saying, hey, can we try to push information out? And there was
About what they're doing?
Yeah, what they're doing. They actually had a big report that we put out that had a lot of graphs and everything in it. And I'm like, you know, okay, people might not understand what this is, but if you talk about data, I know me as a former grant writer, data's huge. So I worked with them and we did some social media campaigns to try to drive more traffic.
Talking with Tiffany Bradbury, community engagement manager for the city. Before we talk about Welcoming Week, one of the things, you know, not everybody, especially maybe older people, gets on their computer or Facebook So how do you reach some of those people? Or are we at the point now where basically everyone's at least using a phone where they can get a message from the city? Or are there other ways you're trying to get your message out maybe to a group of people who don't normally use social media?
Well, I know that we still do our things on RVTV with Roanoke Valley Television. So we still do the Inside Roanoke. We also have some recaps. People can sign up if they do have email. They can get a Roanoke recap report. And then, you know, my daughter, who's 17, she tells me, oh, Mom, you know, you old people use Facebook. So even my...
Which is true. I keep in touch with people.
Yeah. So
I don't like the phone.
And even my parents, which I'm not calling you old because I think my mom's listening. But, you know, my parents that are in their late 60s, early 70s, they're even using Facebook to keep up with the grandkids. So those are some of the things that we're still doing with the social media, but then we still have the television things or things that we do with you. Lots of people, you know, still listen to the radio, read the paper. Mm-hmm. So we're still doing those types of engaging things.
All right. I want to talk about Welcoming Week, and that's really rolling out today. And you're getting involved with that, your department. There's all kinds of things. It's basically a showcase of inclusivity and diversity in Roanoke, I guess. There's all kinds of things, from taking trips to farms to a Swahili class to a trivia night. Talk about it. It's a 5K this weekend at Wasina Park.
Yeah.
Peace. But talk about Welcoming Week and how the city is getting involved with it. I know Bob Cowell was big on that.
He's big on that. And we started it last year. So when Whitney Slidham was in this position, she kind of worked with the city manager and we rolled it out. And then I had helped on that committee last year. And then I came into this kind of, you know, late to the game. So we were able to pull some things together. I'm really proud of our committee. So we kicked everything off on Friday with a press conference where we had the mayor and members of city council, and Bob Cowell was there and Delegate Sam Rizul. And then we went out into Market Square. We had some life-size games that we played. And then we were able to compile this list of events mm-hmm. from our partners. So there's a lot of cool stuff. I mean, there's Toy Story 4, I believe, in Spanish. There's the Leap Neighborhood Market is going to be at Social Services. And I think they're going to try to do something maybe that's a little bit cultural as far as maybe some of the food there. And there's just a lot of cool stuff going on. So people can go to roanokeva.gov/welcoming to see that calendar of events.
All right, 8:51 at WFIR. We are joined this morning by Tiffany Bradbury, the new community engagement manager for the city of Roanoke. And Tiffany, Police Chief Tim Jones getting set to retire, and you'll be asking for the public's input on what they want to see in a police chief. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is on the website. So people can actually go in there and kind of see what we're looking at if they go to roanokeva.gov. It's in the important resources right on the front page there, so they can go and click on that.
Okay. One of the other things I saw in the bullet points you sent me, that you're working with stakeholders to introduce the Roanoke Innovation Corridor, which has been really rolled out for a while, but who are you trying to introduce it to, and what's the goal of what you're trying to do with that?
You know, and I've actually got a meeting on that Wednesday to learn even more about it with Mark Nelson. He's with Economic Development. And I think it's just to let people know exactly what's going on and all the technology. I mean, Roanoke is doing amazing things, and especially with our partnerships with Carilion and VTC. So I think that's just something that we're going to be able to really let people know of, all the technology and all the resources that are here in the Valley.
People that could benefit from that, or people that may want to get in on that?
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you know, how, Tiffany, you know how it is, and you were in media going back, and you think you're getting the word out to everybody, but it's really difficult to get everybody. And some of it's generational, what younger people don't look at. They don't look at newspapers. They don't watch TV news. And the older people are doing that, but they're not on social media as much. So is it a real challenge? Do you see a real challenge to get everybody on the same page with what you're doing?
And it is a challenge. And I think that's why it's really cool that now we are part of a community engagement team. So we still have, you know, our communications person, Melinda Mayo, she's still, you know, out there sending press releases and things like that to our traditional media sources like radio, TV, print. And then I'm kind of overseeing all that, but then also doing things with our website and social media. And then we've got Tanya Pickett with Neighborhood Services. So she's actually out there, boots on the ground in the community, sending out, you know, kind of getting everybody's input, and also being able to funnel information from the city manager's office, from the city of Roanoke, out to our neighborhood groups.
You have a media background. You were with Channel 10. And Joey, do you remember she was an intern here? Do you remember that?
I do not.
Okay.
24 years ago. So well, I'm dating myself.
Although she said mainly her job was going out to get Chinese food across the street.
Very nice.
I got that quite a bit. Yeah, because I was working at Channel 10 at the time. Yeah. And then I had to do the internship. And then I did a few, like I would fill in every once in a while. And I have great respect for radio people.
And it's interesting how many media people have gone on to other things around here in PIO positions or whatever. So do you think that background helps you as far as you know, knowing deadlines and things like that with media people?
I think absolutely, because I remember working, you know, worked at WSLS for 10 years. I was director most of the time doing the 6 and 11, and we hit, you know, 4 deadlines a day with the newscasts. So sometimes, you know, I think that really helps us. But it's hard for me sometimes when I'm planning an event that's 6 months out and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't we need to be doing something right now? So I think once you're in the media, I think you're always a little bit in the media, and that's how your brain ticks.
Sure, sure. And I love talking to people that have gone on to become politicians or whatever, that were in the media, because they speak in sound bites. They know how to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, I wanted to ask you about a specific thing, and this is where communication, we have a couple minutes left. I'm talking to Tiffany Bradbury, community engagement manager for the city of Roanoke. The Evans Springs property across from Valley View Interchange and 581 is prime for development. It encroaches on a northwest Roanoke City neighborhood, and there's still some people there. There's already been some pushback. There's some people there who are old enough to remember, you know, the urban renewal in Gainesboro and what happened where the Civic Center complex is, and they're suspicious about the whole thing. When you have something like that, and I'm sure there's going to be some more public meetings coming up, you make an extra effort, maybe in your role in the city, to make sure people are in the know, make sure people see plans ahead of time so they can comment when you have a situation like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. I know that there were the meetings that were, I think, held by the developer at William Fleming High School a couple weeks ago. And I think that's really important to get that citizen and community input.
Mm-hmm. Website, are you going to be changing the website much at all as far as, I know you've been through some website redevelopment recently, I think. But
yeah, we had, and I actually have I feel like I've been doing all these like conference calls and kind of getting myself up to speed and really getting my feet wet. So I do have, you know, some contact with them later this week and kind of seeing, you know, I don't know if a redesign, I don't know if we're going to do that quite yet, but that probably will happen. We always are looking for ways to make sure that we are, you know, our website is user-friendly, and that we want people to be able to find things easily on there. Because nothing's more frustrating than when you go to a website and you can't find something.
Right.
So we're really going to try to make that even better for our community.
And my thing is, if I can't find something within 30 seconds on a website, then, you know. And the thing of it is, we've got about a minute and a half left, but you'll hear something on the radio. Oh, go to the website for information on this. And you go there. And
you're
can't
like,
find
it's not
it.
There. I can't find it.
You know,
so
if you have to drill down more than one layer or so, people are going to go away. So
yeah, and I'm going to be pulling our, because we have page masters within different departments that kind of help develop their specific part of the website. So we'll be having some meetings with them and probably bringing the website company in to do some additional training.
Right. Tiffany Bradbury is the community engagement manager for the city of Roanoke, in the job a whole month. We've got about a minute left, but let's talk about, you know, this role goes back to Timothy Martin, who was my predecessor here. Then Whitney Slidham, now you in this community engagement manager role. Have you seen evidence over the past couple of years, Tiffany, or has the city, that this is work, that this role is making an impact and getting more people in the tent?
I really think it is. I mean, right now we have over 200,000 people just in our digital community. So I think
That's more than there is in the city of Roanoke.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people. So I think that this is a really valid role. And I think as we roll different initiatives out, I'm really big on storytelling. I want to tell the story of people in our community, people that have lived here 80 years or people that have been here 6 weeks. Why did you come to Roanoke? What do you love? So I kind of see this position also working with some of our other agencies, you know, the Visitors Bureau and things like that, and Downtown Roanoke Incorporated to really be able to do some cool things.
Right. And you'll see Tiffany all over the Facebook page for the city of Roanoke. I can tell you that. But Tiffany Bradbury, community engagement manager for the city of Roanoke. Thanks for coming by. Come by anytime.
Oh my gosh. Thanks so much.